So, we now will be calling upon a special guest of ours. But it's not going to be that easy, Bonnie, because you're going to have to do an interview.
Oh, wow, now?
Yes.
Okay. Can I bring greetings too?
Yes, you can bring greetings.
Fantastic. We're going to do it. I didn't know we were going to do an interview.
I know this was supposed to be a surprise.
Dzień dobry Państwu. Dzień dobry wieczór. Oh, that's fantastic. Let me offer my congratulations to you both on behalf of the City of Mississauga and the members of my council. I'm so very proud of this initiative, which is certainly going to highlight all the achievements of, well, you know, Polish culture here in Canada. We're going to help, as the Premier said, help preserve our culture, our community, our issues. And we'll promote each other, too, both the language, the culture, the people, Poland and Polish people. So I'm very honored to be with you here, and I'm very honored to represent the hub of the Polish community in Canada, which, of course, is Mississauga, with over 50,000 strong, and have the home with Maximilian Kolbe and the John Paul II Cultural Center. So it is truly the hub of the Polonia in Canada. So Małgosia and Tomek, we are very proud of you in this initiative, and I even brought you a little certificate to say that how proud we are. On the official launch, Polcast plays an important role in safeguarding and promoting Polish history, culture, language, traditions for future generations, this one and her people, and understand and appreciate Mississauga's home, oh, I already said this, the Maximilian Kolbe Parish and John Paul II Cultural Center. These institutions stand as a testament to the importance of our city's Polish community. I wish you many years of continued and enriching success. Gratulujem, congratulations, and we're very proud of you. Thank you.
That's so sweet. Very sweet of you. First of all, that you came. That's quite incredible in your busy schedule.
Always.
And then because this is a podcast, so this is a radio thing or it's a podcast thing, we need to interview you.
It sounds like a special microphone.
It's a very special microphone for you. Okay, so we just want to know whether after becoming the mayor you feel more Polish or less Polish. How does this Polishness work?
I always feel more Polish because now I have the opportunity to represent an even larger Polish community. There's a larger slice of Polonia that lives in Mississauga. I had one riding as a federal member, but now I have six. I like to say I traded one for six. And so I get to represent the entire city, which is, of course, the hub of the Polish community in Canada. I may repeat that there are 50,000 Polish residents of Polish descent in Mississauga. And we, of course, have the church, Maximilian Kolbe, and the John Paul II Cultural Center. So perhaps I feel even more Polish and embraced, I think, by Polonia. And I believe that I am the only mayor of a major city of Polish descent in Canada today.
That is very true. And I can actually tell you that at her birthday party, her husband, Brian, said, oh, my wife is Polish, so we're going to first sing Stolat.
And he knows all the words.
And he knows all the words?
He does. He knows all the words.
Do you know all the words, Natasha?
Stolat. Yes.
You can do it?
Yes.
You can wing it.
That's pretty good.
She can wing it.
That's pretty good. Okay. Now, and also, Bonnie, we want to know how often do you listen to our podcast, Polcast?
Well... As I work 15 hours, 7 days a week,
right?
I'll have to put it on my iPad.
Absolutely.
And we'll play them in the car as we're driving. I think that's the best time to listen to anything when you're driving in the car with the little earbuds on, and we'll put it in my iPhone or iPad, and there'll be an opportunity to listen to every episode going forward.
That's right. It's only once a week, 30 minutes. It's not a big deal. How long does it take you to get to work?
About 11 minutes. I don't have a commute. I know many people have very long commutes in their day, but no, I'm very close to City Hall. I'm very, very fortunate. But
so you can stop and start at any time and listen.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Or you can do it while you cook, if you cook, or while you clean, if you clean.
Let's go back to the 15 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sometimes I get to sleep.
That's
cooking,
right.
Cleaning, not on my agenda.
That's right. That's
there were, I have to be honest with you, I love to cook. I love to cook Polish food. We did a cooking show with Ada, I made baszcz, and I do love to cook, and I love our cooking, I love our food, but I don't have the time. I have to book 2 days off, you know, to buy the ingredients and then assemble, cook, prepare, and then they eat it all in one sitting. So You know, I do love to entertain. I do love to cook.
Excellent. So there's going to be a lot about cooking in our podcast.
Excellent.
Polish cooking.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Is there anything else?
And the good thing, you can listen to any podcast while you cook.
That's right.
Totally.
Well, that's right.
So anyway, thank you so much for
coming. Oh, my honor, my pleasure always to be with the Polish community and with the two of you, who I'm so very proud of for this initiative.
Thank you so much for all
your work that I am aware of. So thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, bardzo dziękuję, that you invited me. Za zaproszenie dzisiaj. So dziękuję bardzo.
Good.
Thank you.
All right, so let's start. This is the end of the official part. Let's just start.
Things that come to mind, not a whole lot.
No.
Polish sausages.
No, I don't know anything about that kind of pierogies.
Is that it? We hope it's not. That's what we're going to try to show you.
Welcome to Polcast. I'm Małgorzata Bonikowska.
And I'm Tomek Kniat.
Welcome to the live recording of our Polcast. We're going to do a live recording of our Polcast today. We don't know what's going to happen now. We don't know. I mean, it's totally, totally improvised.
Well, this is the only improvisation we can do. We're not musicians. We're great jazz musicians.
Unfortunately. That's right. So today you're going to learn a little bit about what we do, why we do what we do, and what the plans are for the future.
Where the idea came from.
Right. And you'll meet a lot of people, and at least you'll hear us about a lot of people, but you'll also meet some of the people who are the most important people for us because we interviewed them for this podcast.
We'll try to tell you how you can listen to podcasts and how you can help us to spread the word.
Right. Now, the main core of this podcast is interviews. So in each 30-minute episode of podcast, which is, as we said, once a week, we have two main interviews where we talk to really interesting people. And these people are all over the world. Of course, we have a very special spot for the Canadian people. So we're going to try to show you some of the stories that we showed in our podcast. Okay?
But before we go to the first interview, since this is a live recording, please reach into your deep pockets.
Everybody, reach to your pockets.
And take your smartphone out.
Take your phone out. Come on. Do you have phones?
Everybody has a phone.
Okay, all right, take out your phone. And take a picture of us.
Take a picture.
All right. Take a picture of us. Here we are. Everybody. I don't trust you. You must have smartphones.
No, I don't have a smartphone.
Where is yours?
I don't know where mine is. I can do a selfie. Okay, take a picture of us.
I need to take the picture of our wonderful audience.
Yeah, that's true. We should. All right, so take a picture of us.
And share it on Facebook, Twitter, Insta, whatever.
Do you have a Twitter handle?
Right there, my podcast.
Here we go, Twitter, everything. Put it on your Facebook. And remember that not just once, but every time there's a new episode, we need you to share it. We'll talk about it later.
Sure, you know, I think they teach in kindergartens that sharing is a good thing.
That's right. Everybody shares, we give each other hugs, and it's all... Absolutely. Unless it's Bonnie's Ferrari, then we don't.
So then, do it as often as you want.
That's right.
And just send it up.
Why not? Ferrari is not a bad thing. Okay, so anyway, we just want to go quickly through the people and issues that we showed in those. We've done how many? 11 episodes. The 12th is coming on Sunday. Is it?
Well, yes. It's going on the radio tomorrow.
That's right. So we started with the Polish Film Festival in Hollywood. This was our first episode. There's a guy whose name is Vladek Juszkiewicz, a great person that we met ages ago in Gdynia at a film festival. And he has been doing, since 1999, this Polish Film Festival in Los Angeles. So this is really something amazing because this is promoting Polish film in Hollywood. So this was one of the stories we did. Here is another one, very close to our heart. He's not here with us today, unfortunately, which is Andrzej Rozbicki. And we did not talk to Andrzej Rozbicki, but we did talk to his students. His students who were participants at the Canadian, at the Music and History program, music and history program is a program where he takes the students, brings them to Poland, and from Poland to other countries in Europe, and they go through music, history, concerts. They write assignments. It's really an amazing, amazing experience for them. And we talk to them, and some of them come back, go through this more than once. It's quite an amazing story. Anya Sienicka, who is now, I think, in New Brunswick, because she's constantly doing something. So anyway, she did 7,200 kilometers from the Pacific to the Atlantic on a bike. All right, she biked across Canada. She lives in Toronto. She's quite an amazing person. Loves edible plants. So she was also eating plants on the way and, you know, becoming even better expert at this. And this is her story and how she did it. So it's quite an amazing story. So that was one of the other stories we did. Okay, now, here we go. That's the next one. My son, I have to tell you, I have a 38-year-old son who actually told me, Mom, I cried when I listened to this interview.
I hope it's not because of the plane.
Absolutely not. So Ron Davis is here. His picture is not here. This is his mom. Can I have you say hello to everybody?
Hello.
Imagine this. There's this guy who lives in Canada who is a jazz musician, amazing man. And his mother keeps telling him, Ron, you are the grandson of this amazing guy who had a restaurant in Poland, in Warsaw, pre-war. Everybody would go to this restaurant. And there was a song that all Polish people know about this restaurant. And, of course, he never believed her until the day when they went to some sort of Polish festival. And his mother said, Ron, come here, come here. And she discovered that song. And that song, for all of the Polish people here, is Bal na Gnojnej. Okay? So this is the grandson of Gruby Josik. Can you believe this? Like, there is no Polish person that does not know this song, right?
Yeah.
Totally. Like, we all know. Everybody knows. Like, everybody sang it. Now, how did this whole thing happen? In 2011... Ron, when he discovered this, he actually produced a record, an album, where he has three arrangements, his own arrangements of this song. And I was contacted by Barb Dickey from CBC Radio, and she said, you know, I'm doing a program on this guy, Ron Davis. Would you like to participate as a Polish person that would explain the meaning of this song and the meaning of this Polish Warsaw folklore? And I did, but I never met Ron. Like, it was a nice program, right? But we never actually met. And then we met later when we started podcast. Now, this story you have to listen to. It's such an amazing story. I'm not going to tell you the whole thing because you have to listen. It comes in two episodes because we could not do it in one. There's, like, so many beautiful coincidences in the story. The death of his father, the death of his mom, and then he went to Poland to perform at Singers Festival in Warsaw. 2 days after his mother died.
And the mom's birthday is when?
My mother's 91st birthday would have been 2 days ago.
2 days ago. So it's like another 2 days. You know, like, this story is so magical. Thank you, Ron, for sharing it with us. It was beautiful, beautiful. So this is it, right? This is Ron Davis' album. And that's his mom. And this is my mother's father's song. Isn't it beautiful? And this is the actual picture of your mom. Can you believe this? And I remember when I went to Warsaw, I think 3 or 4 years ago, there is this Kapela na Chmielnej, a band that plays this. And I said, you know, can you play this Bal na Gnojnej for me? Because I have to film it for a guy who is the grandson of Gruby Josik. And they were just like, what? Unbelievable.
That can't be true.
So I brought you that recording, right? It's so amazing. So the story is magical. Ron, thank you. We loved it. It was amazing. So, okay, so this is another story. Here is that's another amazing story. British singer, Katie Carr. Katie Carr did not have any, she has a Polish father. But it doesn't matter because, in fact, she had no Polish connection or Polish roots. And she's a very accomplished singer in Britain, you know, mainstream singer that, you know, British press love. And then she suddenly discovered this whole Polishness and she started singing about Polish history, about things like Enigma, you know, about a commander's car, how they were escaping from the concentration camps. She's incredible. She now goes to Poland. This is what she looks like. She's actually always dressed the way that women were dressed during World War II. She has a beautiful voice, and she's quiet in person. So we wanted to show her as well. Here is Zig Mishak, who is sitting there. Zig, come on. We want to say hello. Ziggy. Wow. World War II refugee. Came to Canada as a small, tiny little boy and was a DP, and everybody was laughing at him and all this. And then he just became so proud to be Polish. But then, on the other hand, he became a very amazing expert in native people, native culture. He has written a number of books that are used all over Canada in schools, has become a consultant, has written a lot of things about, you know, how to teach about native issues, became a big friend of native people, and also is a historical enactor. So he's just, like, amazing. So nice to have you. So you have him here. Okay, quickly. Oh, Professor Janusz Koziński, who is York University Lasson School of Engineering, an amazing school that he himself created. And he himself created this whole idea of Renaissance engineering, which is multidisciplinary. And, you know, it's not, we're not engineers like this, but we're engineers, law and art and everything.
It's not only lawyers that can play music.
Right, yeah, which is Ron. Ron used to be a lawyer.
But also engineers who developed in...
ideas, and they're, like, amazing things. Anyway, and this is a new building that was created at York University, which is called Bergeron Center, which is all donations. These are all millions of dollars given by people who graduated from York University and who decided to spend those millions of dollars. So I met Pierre Lassonde, who is an amazing benefactor, an incredible guy. Cosmopolitan Review, okay, that we're actually involved in now, thanks to, where is the, Andrzej Szydło, somewhere, yeah. A fantastic idea, something like we do in podcast, but they do it online, in English, about Polish culture, Polish literature, history, fantastic. If you've never read it, go and read it. It's beautiful. It's a quarterly done by Irena Tomaszewska from Montreal, but also with incredible contributors, you know, academics, young academics. Fantastic. Okay, here's my old student. She used to be my student at the university.
Not the one in
No, bed. Not the one. The one, Eliza Sarnacka. She's now in Colorado, a journalist, author, who also specializes in bilingualism. And she has two little daughters, like not little, The Victoria is younger, the other one is older, who are fully 100% bilingual, and she has an American husband. So I interviewed her husband, and the kids, why and how, and, you know, it's very difficult because it's like one parent, one language. You know what it means, right? So the father only speaks English, of course, but the mother always speaks Polish, always to them, which is amazing. It's very hard, but it's extremely rewarding. They read books in Polish. They speak perfect Polish. They're totally, fully, 100% bilingual.
And I think the girls speak better Polish than I do.
That's what he did. Here is another of our very special interviewees and a guest. Okay, Ola Turkiewicz. Hello, Ola. Who came here, she lives in Poland, right? She was a Canadian jazz vocalist who decided that, who just fell in love with this guy there, Jacek. Yes, bravo Jacek. And he grabbed her away from us and brought her to Poland. They're doing an incredible job in Poland, doing concerts, one of which, as we will say later, is going to come to Toronto. We invite you, Mayor. Okay, and everybody else. It's actually free. Imagine this. It's a free concert at Rose Theatre in Brampton in September. Now, Ola talks about her love story, about her music, and about all the stuff that happened. But Ola is special in all kinds of other ways. Also because she is the person that produced all the jingles for our podcast. And it's all based on one Chopin's tune. But she's done these crazy things with it. So
I have to say something here.
You have to say
the
something.
Idea was, it was Thomas' idea.
I know.
So when he presented it,
We'll talk about it. We told you it's improvised. Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you so much. And you have to listen to this because it's such a beautiful story, you know. And actually, that guy, I have to tell you, she met him in high school. Right? Then they separated for a whole bunch of years. He found her. Actually, they met in Orangeville, which is where we live. That's right. And yes, and they're together, happy.
And magic happened.
Magic happened. So thank you for coming, guys. We know you came specially for this evening.
Thank you for having me.
I'm not sure, but okay, well, that's a beautiful story. Bernie Koloski, my very good friend at university, Fulbright professor, American literature specialist, who happened to be in Poland for martial law. And he did not only leave, but he stayed. So he stayed there for 3 years. He met his present wife there, and his daughters were with him. That changed their lives totally, and it changed his life completely. So this is a beautiful, beautiful, very touching story. Bernie is one of the gentlest, most beautiful, wonderful human beings.
Most of us have some memories of martial law in Poland.
Yeah, but these are...
But this is the martial law in Poland from the perspective
of an American
professor.
So I'm not going to tell you what stories he tells, but they are really crazy.
Which episode was it?
That was episode 7.
7.
Okay. Ivona Malinowski, who is now somewhere in the States, I think, at a congress. Very, very wonderful person. A teacher who established a school for adults. A school of Polish, but for adults. And I was invited to this class, and I talked to the students. And the stories are... totally crazy. You wouldn't even believe it.
Well, so you have to be crazy to learn
to spend so much time after work. You know, you go to these classes and study and practice and speak, and nobody understands the endings. But anyway, the thing is, this is an interview with Ivona, but then I interviewed these other people, and we, in each episode, we have a tiny little two-minute part where the students say why they do what they do, and the stories are out of this world. So it's a beautiful, beautiful story. Here is another person that we have today, Maggie. Hello. Maggie Habieda, yes. A good friend of many people. I don't know. I don't think there's anybody on Facebook that has as many friends as you do. Like 7,000.
I actually think you went over the limit.
You probably did. I think they say over 5,000.
There is a limit on Facebook how many friends
anyway, Maggie has this Photographias boutique studio in Oakville, a very beautiful place where I would recommend everybody should have their picture taken, really, a beautiful portrait. She's a portrait photographer, but also a photographer of many events. And we talked, actually, about the power of image.
And so, all our promo pictures.
Oh, and thank you for the promo pictures. Yes, she took their promo pictures. Huh! Kamil Mróz, a very young guy who I remember as this dynamic, active, young Polonia person. Now in Brussels, married to a Spanish woman and being so successful in Brussels. But apart from being successful professionally, he also does help young people. You know, as his roots from volunteerism and the fact that he was a volunteer all his life. They established an organization which has been cloned in many countries that simply empowers young people and helps them to start and establish themselves professionally. Very nice guy. Hey. This is our Adam Makowicz. Yay. And we have, well, everybody knows Adam. Yeah, with Adam, we had a little bit a story like with Ron in the sense that we wanted to do it in one episode, but no. No, because there was so much material and so much beautiful, exciting stuff. So we decided to do two totally different interviews. I don't have to tell you, one of the greatest jazz musicians ever. You know, like Ron was saying that. What did you say, Ron? What did you say?
Exactly what you said.
Say exactly what you said.
How many hours do you have? It was something to the effect that Adam Makowicz is one of the greatest solo jazz pianists and pianists in the history of jazz piano, and certainly one of the great exponents and heirs of the other great pianist in jazz history, Art Tatum. And Poland and Canada should be proud to have in their midst Adam Makowicz.
Yes. That was a wonderful experience, I must say, and it's so fantastic to have you both here, you know, like you guys are different, but you have the same The same model, who was Art Tatum.
The same way of thinking.
And the same way of thinking, that's right. So we did this first interview in which Adam talked about his past, and then there's going to be one more. Now, that's an amazing man, young guy, who was a circus artist from Montreal. I actually met him when he was here in Toronto with Cirque Eloise and a beautiful, beautiful circus performance show that was called Nomad. Oh, my God. What an and it had Polish words in it and Polish stuff. He's incredible. And now, from there, he went to the Royal Shakespeare Company. He plays as one of the leading actors in the best theaters of Europe in several languages. Actually, he recently played in German that he doesn't know.
I can so relate to it. You know, he plays in German that he doesn't know, and I'm doing podcast in English. Can you imagine how much editing is going into making my English understandable?
It's totally not true. He's just being, you know. But anyway, so Bartek is really amazing guy, an amazing guy. And here is another part of Adam. This time with Joanna, his wife, and the reason why he moved part-time to Toronto. But anyway, there is a story. First, we talked to Adam about improvisation, and he talks about what improvisation really is for jazz. And then there is an amazing story, but you have to listen. I'm going to tell you everything. An incredible combination of a book and an album. That album you can actually purchase if you're interested. It's called Briand, and it's a beautiful project where Adam and... my goodness, Ignacy Jan Paderewski, who was obviously, you know, the classical, most amazing pianist you can imagine at the turn of the centuries. They play the same, they improvise the same pieces by Chopin, except that, of course, Adam does it in the jazz idiom and Paderewski, late Paderewski, in classical. But it's beautiful. I mean, thank you, Igor. This is such a beautiful, beautiful story. And this is also connected to a book. So, you know, the book is, yeah. Oh, I'll tell them, right, okay. 400 years of great Poles in America. And, of course, Adam is there, Paderewski is there, and also Horowitz is there, who was the person who designed and made the photographs for that cover. So, you know, like the book and the thing. Okay, I think we're done.
Okay.
Unbelievable. We're done with telling you what...
So another creation,
yes,
by Ola.
Okay, listen to this jingle. Well, as you can hear, it's quite amazing, isn't it? Like, she does things that are unreal. Okay, so we just want to quickly tell you how it all started, right?
Yes, it started with Gazeta.
Yes, it started with Gazeta. And the person who I hope is somewhere there, where is he? Zbyszek, where is Zbyszek? Okay, this is the guy. You know, without this guy, there would be no podcast, nothing. Zbyszek Bell. Yes. So this amazing guy in 1988 created this newspaper, right? I mean, the first really independent, professionally and modern, in a modern way, done newspaper. And this is how it all started. I got involved, and because of my experience with Gazeta, there's definitely no way we could have done this without that. So, you know, it's the years of experience. So thank you, Zbyszek. You are the best.
We wouldn't be here without it.
Totally. Okay.
And then in 2003, I think at that time I was writing a small column about the internet. There was that new thing called internet.
That's right.
And Zbyszek asked me to write your things about the internet from time to time, and I said, well, why Gazeta doesn't have a website?
Yeah.
We vibe, and we created a website, and I think in 1996, one of the very few first websites. And in 2003, we started a website for Gazeta. Now, 2003, that was before Facebook and before YouTube.
Amazing.
We were the first...
That's right.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
And we were, the first outside of Poland newspaper that actually put content on the internet.
That's true. That was true.
And, you know, nobody believed that people will be reading their news from computers. Like, let's face it, in 2003, 13 years ago, how many of you read their news from the computer?
Probably not that many. You did. Oh, because you're so advanced.
I guess
I don't know if I did. No, I probably
did. No, 2003. No, we started with a few articles per week.
Yeah, it was very small. Now it's huge and it goes all over the world. Anyway, and then we decided that it's high time we did something in English. And that's how Polonium started. And it was his idea. I mean, his idea was the name. Actually, a lot of things are his ideas, you know?
Okay, don't blame me for everything. So Polonium basically is what everybody else who writes in English speaks about us.
Which is newspaper articles about Poland, for example, New York Times,
The Economist,
yeah. Yes, about Poland in English outside Poland. So it's really useful, A, because we find out what other people think about us, and, you know, also the fact that, you know, like we have a different angle suddenly. So we did this.
There's that press agency TASS in Russia. They also write in English about Poland. It's there.
That's right. So this is it. And from Polonium, he had this totally crazy idea. I mean, this was totally, like last year, I'm sitting at home thinking that maybe one day I will have a little bit more time and space in my life. And here comes this telephone call. And he says, you know what, I think we're going to do a podcast. I said, what is podcast?
What are you talking about?
I don't even know. Okay, he says, you know, radio. I said, well, radio sounds good. Okay, I did a call-in program on the radio. I loved it. So I thought, great idea, but how, what? And then it all started. So we worked and worked and worked and worked until the 1st of May when we started.
We went through a couple of focus groups.
All right, yes, focus groups.
That was kind of important in developing of this idea. What you're here, when you, those of you who happen to listen
to podcast,
mm-hmm. The product is not only our idea. The idea, we went to a number of people
and we
asked them, how should this really sound like?
That's right. What do you think would be interesting? Should we do this? Should we do that? We actually bumped all the ideas of young people mostly, because we thought, okay, you know, we need to get to this generation, not that we don't want to get to our generation, but, you know, we want them to listen to this as well and find out interesting things as well. So we actually had about, 60 people?
We had one group of 17 people
that
helped us to decide, should it be half an hour or an hour, should be one big story or more short stories, and so we developed a concept.
Yeah.
And then we started to produce a pilot, and we send it to, I think, 70-something.
That's right. A lot of people all over the world.
And
we
went through 13 revisions of that pilot.
Yes.
Until the ideas that we are hearing back were contradicting. So we had to make some decisions. And that's how we created our pilot. And we took it to radio.
Right. Now, there's another jingle, I think.
Jingle. Which jingle do we play now? The African
jingle. She's just...
You didn't know Chopin is African, eh?
Isn't it cool? She's amazing. Right, okay. It doesn't sound as good as it sounds when you actually listen through the earphones. It doesn't matter. Anyway, and also, we were approached by a radio station, and that's CJRU, 1280 AM, and they said, would you like to do this podcast on the radio in Toronto?
Do you have a slide for us?
Yeah, I do have a slide somewhere. Yes.
Because we look so good in the studio.
That's right.
That is
true, actually. This was a lot of fun. That was the only interview we did was with Adam and Joanna in the studio. We don't do many because people are, I don't know where it is. Well, because people are elsewhere. Oh, here. Okay, I was still a lot fatter then. Anyway, that's it. That's us. Okay, that's us in the studio. CJRU, 1280. So they said Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. So it's Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. It's happening. Okay, all right. Now, what I think we can do now is we're gonna play you just one because we keep talking about it, but I don't know, it's not really, that sound is not that good, I think, but we can try. Okay. To play you a tiny little piece that we played to Consul Morawski and Consul Szydło when we came to see them about coffee. And the question is, do you know that coffee comes from Poland? Believe it or not. But listen.
Do you like it?
Sure, who doesn't? We're all
Moscow, Vienna. So what does it have to do with Poland? Well, I still don't get it. Now you've changed the music. That's a waltz too, but this one is by Chopin.
Chopin composed a lot of waltzes, and he was Polish. Like coffee. Do you know that coffee comes from Poland?
No way. Everybody knows it doesn't.
Well, the legend has it there was a guy, Jerzy Franciszek Kuczynski, who opened the first coffee house in Vienna sometime in the 17th century. 200 years later, there was a monument erected and street named after him, and until this day, traditional coffee houses in Vienna display his portrait as a sign of following tradition of making the coffee the good old way. That's the legend.
Well, yeah, that's the legend, but there's some history behind it. For example, the fact that this man, Jerzy Franciszek Kuczynski, was a very interesting person. He was a Polish nobleman, he was a merchant, but he was also a spy, a diplomat, and a soldier. And on top of this, he was fluent in at least six languages, which included Turkish, German, and of course Polish. And a real hero in Vienna for his actions in a very important battle.
Well, there was a Turkish siege of Vienna, obviously, in the 17th century, and people of Vienna were almost ready to give up. They were almost ready to surrender. And he's the guy who brought the news of coming relief, coming army led by Polish King John III Sobieski, the army who saved Vienna from Turks' occupation. This is the army, this is the Battle of Vienna, that basically saved Europe from Turkish occupation back in the 17th century. So obviously he became a local hero, he was awarded a great amount of money, a house, and coffee. Coffee seized by the Polish king from Turks.
So what did he do with this coffee that he got? What he did is he opened a first coffee house in Vienna, which was near the cathedral, had a really nice name, House Under the Blue Bottle. And it was thanks to him that coffee became really popular in Austria. And his place, this coffee shop, became one of the most popular places in Vienna. In order to commemorate this whole Turkish thing and the siege of Vienna and the fact that they won, he was always serving his coffee wearing a Turkish attire. And, of course, this made this place even more popular. But what is really interesting is the innovation that he introduced, which was to serve coffee with milk, a matter that was totally unknown to Turks.
So was he really the first? We probably will never know for sure.
Well, we won't know, but how do you take your coffee?
I take my coffee with milk.
Here we go. So, see, it is all because of Kuczynski. Nobody's questioning one thing, the fact that it was him who invented coffee with milk.
Hey, guys, what can I get for you?
I'd like to get a large half-calf scalded almond milk latte, 4 pumps vanilla, 1 pump cinnamon, with an extra half shot, sweetened with agave nectar at 167 degrees, with a brew for Christmas.
Okay, so this is just like one tiny piece. We just wanted to show you, you know, when we do interviews, we talk about interesting things, and there are all kinds of issues. Food, history, what else? Fashion, all kinds of stuff. Anything that relates to Polish issues, but not just Poland, but Poles around the world, and that's the idea, you know?
We want to talk about almost everything and show its connection to Poland.
That's true. We want to show you now, to finish with, before we get to something more for the soul. We started with a tagline, and we said, okay, we're going to do Polcast, which is Pole and All That Jazz. Okay, that was a play on words, of course. As you know, jazz played a very important role in the fight with communism. And, you know, for many people, it's hard to believe that Poland and jazz really connect in any way. And you remember, I mean, who knows better than Adam? Of course you do. You know, how it was viewed, right? The government thought it was... What was it?
I grew up with the music every night. We were listening.
Exactly, exactly.
Short waves radio.
That's right. Willis Conoverse, right? Well, that was it. And remember, there was no jazz anywhere, right? There were no jazz books, no jazz albums. It was all banned, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
No materials.
Nothing. And people would smuggle stuff from outside Poland to Poland. So Poles, as we say, Poles always know, you know, they never give up.
But radio was
radio.
As a source, we could learn.
Absolutely.
What's going on in the United States, particularly.
That's right.
There was no podcast then.
That's right, no podcast. Absolutely, absolutely. So that's why we thought we're just going to use this poll and all that jazz. And in a way, it's interesting because we have been talking about jazz a lot in our podcast, right? Here we go, these guys, hola, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more. So that was it. And then the other thing is we were, of course, thinking, you know, what should be our logo? So our focus group was actually approached with a number of logos, and we chose this one, which you can see, right? You like it? Isn't it fun? We love it. It's a Polish designer from Poland, like a graphic designer who did it, yeah?
Yes. Michalina Paczyńska.
That's right.
Young lady from Warsaw. She prepared four different designs for us. Focus group chose this one, and obviously you like it. By now, we love it.
We love it now, yeah. I think it's great. And also, you know, it relates to Husaria.
And to coffee.
Yeah, and to coffee, yeah, because it was the battle of... Yeah, but the interesting thing, right, about these Hussars, like, people usually don't know about it, but they were so amazing, so unique, right? Because they had these wings, and they made so much noise, and the noise that was made by the wings on the actual Hussars were supposed to scare the horses. That's why they were invincible. You know, they were the elite cavalry of those, 16th to 18th century. So that's what it is.
Nobody could stop the horses.
Nobody could stop the horses. So our podcast comes with a website, mypodcast.com, which we really encourage you to, visit. It's organized according to episodes, so you can actually go to episode 7 and listen to it. And also by stories. And stories are things like Ron, Adam, and all these people and stories that we present, many
and,
more coming.
And if you want to listen to the last episode, you go to our website and you don't have to do anything else. You just go to our website and listen.
Yep. Right, we're on Facebook, of course, on Twitter too. We showed
you. Remember kindergarten? Share it.
That's right. This is really important. So... Actually, Tomek came up with this. How you can help. We want you to really become ambassador of what we're doing. We think we're doing really good stuff.
Like, there will be a test afterwards. Like, you won't get out from here.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know. He didn't tell me. So, anyway, you can subscribe to our newsletter, and then it's going to just come. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. It's all free. You can like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter. You can comment on our website and Facebook. Most of all, please do look at the two last things. Share, okay? Sharing really helps. And also, tell others, but don't tell them there is a podcast. You have to actually tell people, listen to episode 7, listen to episode 8, listen to episode... So share and tell others about every episode that we produce if you want to help us.
If you like it, share it. If you don't like it, let us know. Let us know.
Oh, you come back. Okay. Natasha has a 9 p.m. bus to New York City. We'll quickly drop her and come back, Bonnie.
Or listen to the podcast on the bus.
Okay, so this is how you can help. And this is how you can listen. Okay, so you can listen through our website. You can... Tomek, you talk about this. You are the specialist. I am not.
Well, I hate traffic in Toronto. I really do, and I commute to work about 40 kilometers, like to actually daytime work. And
not this. This is not work. This is fun.
And now that's how I got to listen to podcasts.
Like nobody, different podcasts.
Nobody came up with the idea of VCR or PVR, depends on the generation, for radio. Like if you miss program on the radio,
you're done.
You miss it. You're done. You can't record it until it can podcast. And the idea of podcasts is you can subscribe it to podcasts on your phone. New cars, new Fords, new GM cars have podcast applications actually already installed in new cars. You can install it on the tablet. And then every time we publish a new episode, it automatically comes to your phone. So you don't have to do anything. You just... plug in your phone to your car, and all the programs that you actually like to listen are there.
Great idea. CBC does a lot of podcasts, which I love. So anyway, you can listen to this while you cook, while you drive, while you clean, while you do anything. My friend does it when she paints. The other one does it when she does her sewing. So, you know, people do all kinds of things. So listen to us. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. And this is it.
Well, another jingle.
It's terribly boring.
Jingle, wake up.
Jingle. Hey, wake up. Right. Okay. So, Ola, come here.
Tell us more about jingles.
Yeah, we need to interview for 2 seconds before we get them to the real nitty-gritty.
So did you say you didn't really like it?
Tell us about the beginning.
Oh, right? No. It's just, it was your idea with
yes.
Chopin. And when I first heard it, I thought, it's impossible. It's just impossible to do anything with it. And it's just such a known piece of Chopin's music.
That's
like,
true.
How can you do anything with it? And the first piece, actually, that I did for you guys said, that's nice.
We said it's interesting. You know, when I when somebody gives you something to eat and you say, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, that means you really don't like it.
Yeah,
right?
It was
that's
like...
what I always say. It's
interesting. You, and they said, can you, like, speed it up a little bit? And I said, like, well, it's not going to sound good at all faster, right?
And I know very
but,
little about music. Like, we have to,
yeah.
have to say
I know
I'm
less.
Well, but you have good taste. So, you know, that's... I had to trust Tomek in this, that actually something nice really will come out eventually. And the second one that I did, you guys said, wow.
We loved it.
That's what it is. That's what we are looking for. And from then on, it was just... one after the other, then there were the really short ones, and then there were like phone jingles almost, right? So,
yeah, so now we have
and it was so much fun to do it actually because
the Indian one,
there's
African one,
yes, which you've heard already,
yeah. Right. Now, I want you to tell people also, right? Because I mean, you guys came here for just a week, but we can use the opportunity to say about the concert that's going to happen. I know it's got nothing to do with podcasts other than we will promote it. I mean, actually, no, I'll be posting it. I'm seeing it.
I'm hoping it has
to do something to do with the podcast. Anyway, she's coming here again with a whole group of musicians. You talk.
Well, yeah, and it's going to be in Brampton Rose Theatre in September, September 16th. So it would be really, really nice to see you all. It's free. It doesn't mean that anybody can walk in just because they were walking by. You need a sort of a ticket. There will be a platform, an internet platform, where you will be able to log in and print out a little ticket for yourself. The concert, it's called Polish Independence Concert. In Polish, so it's Koncert Niepodległości. Actually, this concert, we do it for 8 years now, and in Poland, it's actually quite successful. Lots of people coming to Museum of Warsaw Uprising. Thank you. And it's a great experience. It's Polish patriotic songs presented in a very... today way, I would say. There's a mixture of styles that we arrange these songs in. We arrange them in a jazzy way, in a rock way, and actually some of the tunes are a mixture of different styles. And what's very important that young people like it. People like us, our generation, like it,
like
but
us.
Also young, yes, like us. And younger people enjoy it a lot, and that's, I think, very important. So it would be great if you all could come. We will be
16th of September,
and actually
Friday.
Małgosia is gonna be presenting it, because besides the music, we will be saying a lot of stories about Polish history and also the history.
It's in English, by the way. It's in Polish and in English.
Yes.
So those who don't speak Polish, don't worry.
Yes, exactly. And there will be also stories that will that talk about our connection with Canadian history. So it's going to be a fascinating concert in many ways. And as I said, Małgosia is going to be presenting it. So
anyway, come. Wonderful.
Yes.
Ola,
so
thank you.
Ola, when we were talking about that jingle and when we were so grateful for it, I think you had one request that for all the travel, we'll make sure you get from us Ron Davis CD.
Yes, I did request
and I promise that I'll get you one.
Oh, wow.
But I think you don't want it from me anymore.
Well, you know, I'm really shy to actually ask and...
Run!
Oh!
Oh!
Actually, I have two of my synchronics.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron. It's such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And that's actually, this is another really interesting story through podcast, because Jacek, who is so excited about archaeology and genealogy. Okay, he actually dug out some pictures of that restaurant, of Josiek's, Gruby Josiek's restaurant in Warsaw, pre-war. Can you believe this? So it's like, anyway, you talk. No.
And if you envy Ola that she got her CD,
there
is a young gentleman there who will gladly replace your $20 bill for the notes of the CD that I think Ron will sign for you. And if you purchase the cover, the CD comes for free.
That's really a good deal.
Also, there are new CDs.
That's right.
From Mr. Makovic there.
Okay, and which we will, yes. Ola, so thank you so much. We really, really love you so much.
Thank you, likewise. It's really nice to be back here tonight and feel a little bit like I used to be a part of Polonia. So
for a
thank
little while.
Yeah, okay, thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right. Okay, so now the things.
So I think you met people who created podcasts, but there are more.
More people.
More people. There is one very special person that I want to thank. She didn't compose any jingles. She didn't create any logos, and you don't hear her on the podcast. But without my wife's support...
Yeah.
And patience that goes back 30 years this Tuesday.
Wow.
Dziękuję ci z głębi serca.
Okay, we don't... Well, we don't go back 30 years. We go back 20 years next year. But I want to thank Zbyszek so much. I love you so much. And thank you for absolutely everything. For the fact that you created this newspaper and all this. Kochanie moje, najdroższe. Oh, ja cię przepraszam. Kupił mi kwiaty. You see, 20 years later, he still buys me flowers. Okay, and now is the time for the soul. Like, we've talked so much, we're going to stop talking now. And now it's the time for you to listen. Okay, so we want to introduce another duo. Oh, no, we will start. I'm so sorry. You know what? I mean, did I tell you that I'm suffering from a Boston bug?
No.
Yes, I have been sick for 2.5 weeks. Coming back from Boston, I brought this bug, and it's still bugging me. So you have to, like, I don't know how I'm still, you know, surviving on antibiotics and things. Anyway, here is our friend, Ron. You can actually listen to this. And Ron is so kind, and come here. He's going to play for us his own version of this song. But first, tell us a little bit.
Well, the whole story took up 2 episodes of Polecat, so I won't go through the whole story. But my mother was born in Warszawa, in Warsaw, Awisia Wadowska, and her father was Josef Ladowski, Gruby Josek, or in Yiddish, Gruby Josel, because he was fat. And they had what's called a restaurant in Gnojna, the Jewish district of Warsaw at the time. But it wasn't really a restaurant. It was what we call in English a booze can. It was an illegal liquor joint and without a food license. But all of the politicians came to eat there. So no one was going to shut down this illegal booze can where the politicians could come get a drink after midnight and could get food even though it was illegal. And of course, my mother was a young girl, but she told the story about even once Marshal Pilsudski was hidden in the restaurant when he was being chased. And that cemented the reputation of the restaurant. My mother married a Hungarian. So that's a whole other story. But my father never believed the story that my mother told about this restaurant, because as you know, the Nazis burned Warsaw down. There were no papers left. My mother had no pictures. And she said, yes, my father had a famous restaurant. My father, Gobe Yosek, died in 1932, so he was long gone by the war. Everybody came, even the top generals. And my father would go, you're making it up. And my mother would say, there was a famous song about it. You're making it up. And so we didn't know what to think as kids. We didn't know. And as Margaret said, I wish I had learned Polish and I could pronounce your name, Margaret, your real name. I'm not
That's
even.
It's okay, don't worry.
as Margaret said, one summer I took my mother to the CNE, to the exhibition, and they had the international pavilions there. And I kind of wandered off, and my mother wandered off, and then I started looking for her, and I see my mother waving to me, Ronnie, come here. Look, I found the song. I was in my 30s by then. The song, what song? And she had, you may have seen, I'm sure you've seen this book of Polish folk songs and famous Polish songs. Do you remember the name of the book?
It was Śpiewnik or something.
Yes, exactly. And she opens it up, and I don't read Polish, but I see Grabe Josek Ladowski. And my mother had always said that the restaurant was famous and nobody ever insulted my grandmother, otherwise they would be in big trouble with the politicians. We never believed that. And then we had the lyrics of the song translated, and what did they say? There's a restaurant owned by Grabe Josek, and nobody ever insults him, otherwise the politicians will hang you. So everything my mother had said was true. And on top of everything, it's a beautiful melody. It's a beautiful song. And I had the great honor to record it, and the day after I recorded it, my father passed away, and then 3 years later, through Grzegorz Jepkiewicz, who used to work here, set up a tour of Poland for me to come and play the song, and 2 days before I was to go to Poland, in 2013, my mother passed away. So I didn't stay in Canada. I went through with the tour to Poland, and in August of 2013, and by the way, it was the day after my birthday as well. She died the day before my birthday. The day after my birthday and 2 days after my mother died in 2013, I was in the Jewish Theater in Warsaw, and we played Balna Gnojna. We projected a picture, that picture that you saw of my mother. Yes, we projected that on the wall behind me. It was the last song of the evening. And I was with a trio there, but as I played the last chorus of Balna Gnojna, I actually stopped. I lifted my hand, the bass and the drums stopped. I lifted my hand off the keyboard, and the whole audience, all 250 people, were singing the song from memory in honor of my mother.
So do you think we can recreate this moment now?
Thank you.
Do you think we can recreate this moment?
Well, it would be an honor to play for you. It's an honor to play with Maestro.
He's
going to
play, and then we can try.
Let me add another Polish connection here. Can I give you a bit more of Polonia?
Sure.
So I can't believe I never made this connection. I just made it tonight. My teacher was the late, great Darwin Aiken, but he traces his roots to one of the greatest pianists in the history of classical piano, Leopold Godowski. Leopold Godowski's son-in-law was my teacher's teacher, and we were raised in the tradition of Leopold Godowski. I'm no Leopold Godowski, but there's Polonia everywhere.
Totally. Okay, so enjoy. Please come here and listen. It's beautiful. Thank you. The whole story is amazing. The beautiful music. There are three arrangements of this song on this disc. If you ever come across this disc, which is difficult, right? Because it's all gone.
It's physical, it's gone. It's only digital on the internet.
That's right. So you can always get it on the internet. And?
Well, as you notice, there are a number of couples that create podcasts.
Right.
We are the creators, but. And there's a very special duo, couple of artists here.
You go first.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. Anyway, here is Adam Makovic.
I'm Polish,
please,
but I never heard the melody first time.
Adam, you want to talk or you want to play? Take a picture. Okay, so we...
I was nervous because you were here. When you talk about me.
Okay, so we're just, yes, so we're just relaxing. Yeah, and you want to talk, or?
We changed. I play American folk songs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
No, it's okay. He'll be fine. really, this is, oh my God, I don't know. Thank you. Okay. So, inviting his wife, a violinist.
And this doesn't happen often. Like.
That's right. Like, I don't think I ever heard you guys play together.
But I just wanted to say
something.
Can you imagine, friends, ladies and gentlemen, what life I have at home listening to this kind of music?
Lucky woman?
Yes,
I am very much so. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway. Thank
By
you.
The way, maybe a little detail that I will not forget. My connection to the wonderful, how would I say, Chopin of violin, which is Henryk Wieniawski. Here is his bow. I play with his bow.
Yeah.
I don't know if it will help me, but anyways, we try. We can take this now.
Thank you.
I think there should be a special category for Goosebumps music, eh?
Oh, my God, that was so beautiful. Totally, I mean, oh, my God, beautiful. Thank you guys so much.
Do you know what the first song he played was? Taking a Chance on Love.
Taking a Chance on Love.
And what I played was Bad Who Is My Woman.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, listen, this was a real treat for all of us, wasn't it? Like, my goodness. Thank you, the three of you. Thank you, thank you. I mean, you have no idea how privileged we feel and honored we feel that, you know, our little podcast here, and we have this fantastic...
All our artists today are appearing for free.
That's
so
right.
Please take some of their music home.
That's right.
So you can enjoy it.
Yes, that would be really nice.
And also, they get something out of it. Right?
That's right. Anyway, we just want to thank you so much. I know you're sitting here and thinking, where the hell is this wine? And I know where it is. Some of you actually have already helped themselves. So,
Mr. Makovic said that every performance gets better with wine.
That's what he says. That's right. That's what he says. And I want to remind you that we are counting on your support, okay, in promoting what we do. I hope you like what we do and just listen to us. Thank you so much. And thank you, Tomek. Thank you. And we have arguments a lot. Okay, let's have some wine. Thank you.
Na różnie, nie?